A senior UKIP politician has been filmed saying Britain should not send aid to what he called Bongo Bongo Land. Godfrey Bloom, who's an MEP, made the comments in a video obtained by the Guardian newspaper. Mr. Bloom, who denies being a racist, claims that the countries given the money sometimes squander it on luxury goods. Here's exactly what he said.
We've been let down time and time again, and how we can possibly be giving £1 billion a month when we're in this sort of debt to Bongo Bongo Land is completely beyond. To buy Ray-Ban sunglasses, apartments in Paris, Ferraris, and all the rest of it goes with most of the foreign aid, F-18s for Pakistan. We need a new squadron of F-18s, a couple of squadrons. Who's got the squadrons? Pakistan, where we send the money. I mean, again, I have to come back to that word. I'm very sorry to use it again. I don't want to overuse it. It's treason. It's treason.
Well, we can speak to Godfrey Bloom, who's in our Hull studio for us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing. Do you regret making those comments?
I never regret anything I say. It was a public meeting, and if I regret it, I'm not a Conservative politician steeped in political correctness. I tell it how it is, and that's what they like in Yorkshire, which is where I'm speaking to you from.
Where is Bongo Bongo Land, then?
It's a figment of everybody's imagination. It's like Ruritania or the Third World. It is just an alliteration to somewhere which represents a lot of the places where our money goes. £1 billion, incidentally, in that speech, and I repeat it, £1 billion a month when people here in Hull are waiting for cancer treatment and there's not enough money. Treason is the word I use. Treason it is.
What do you say to Laura Pidcock? She's from the educational charity Show Racism the Red Card. She says your suggestion that the money goes to buying designer sunglasses and apartments is offensive to people who live in abject poverty.
No, she clearly didn't listen to the whole speech. What I was saying was some of the money finds the right place, but the point I'm making is that it is for people to give money to charities in a philanthropic society, and we are, according to their choice. It is not for rich men like David Cameron to take tax from old-age pensioners in my constituency and hand it out willy-nilly with no audit trail. There's no audit trail. We don't know where most of this money goes, you know.
Your party, UKIP, is saying that this is being discussed at the highest level within the party. What would you say to them if they said, look, you better be a bit more careful about your language in future?
Well, they know me by now. My boss isn't David Cameron. My boss is Nigel Farage. And thank goodness he's not Pavlov's dog knee-jerk reaction to everything like David Cameron seems to be. The point that I made, and I'm very, very glad I used that phraseology because I've done 6 radio shows already this morning. I'm bringing to people's attention the reason that we're cutting A&E hospitals, the reason we're cutting defence, the reason we're cutting police. We don't have to if we stop giving what is 100% very nearly of our GDP growth for 2014. It's treason, it's a disgrace, and I'm very glad to flag it up. And already this morning, only halfway through, I've had messages of support from all over the country.
What do you say to those people? And there are people out there, because we've had messages, some in support of what you say, some have been offended by what you say. So what do you say to them?
I don't see how anybody can be offended by a reference to a country that simply doesn't exist. It's ridiculous, and it tells you that it's August and we're in the silly season. Now, I know I've offended some Guardian journalists, but I'm a UKIP MEP. I get paid to upset Guardian journalists. That's what I get paid to do. And if I've upset them, I'm very glad indeed.
Do you not accept that the use of the phrase Bongo Bongo Land is inherently racist?
No, I don't. That's only in the BBC's politically correct mind. Are you accusing me of being a racist?
Do you think you are?
Think very carefully. Think very carefully before you answer that.
No, well, my answer was a question. Do you think you are?
Don't be absurd. Ridiculous.
A lot of people watching this may have some sympathy with what you're saying. What they disagree with is the way you said it. Use of words like Bongo Bongo Land and the manner in which it was said. Do you accept that some may be offended by that?
The people who are offended by this are normally left-wing journalists who want to be offended. They are in the business of being offended. I don't represent them. I don't want to represent them. I represent people at the pub, the cricket club, the rugby club, here in Yorkshire, and I tell it like it is, which is why my vote went up in 2009, and I suspect if I stand again, it'll go up again. They like it up here in Yorkshire, telling it like it is. What a shame more politicians don't do that.
If UKIP came to power at the next election and you had a wider stage, what would you do with the aid budget?
I'd cancel it completely. Aid is for emergencies. I would keep it for emergencies. There's a tsunami or an earthquake, and it's quite right and proper that the country helps those people. What I would do, I would reduce taxes to give more people money in their pocket, and then they could be philanthropic with it if they chose. But I say again, I've got old age pensioners here up in Yorkshire trying to scratch by on £105 a week, waiting for medical treatment while we give money away. It's a disgrace, and I think most of your viewers will view it as a disgrace.
They may not view a disgrace any money that saves lives abroad, and there's obvious evidence that money sent from this country does.
Money sent from the country on the right circumstances is fine, but there's a moral issue here. I agree there's a moral issue. If people should give money to charity, I believe they should. I do myself. It is not the government's role to take money by threats of force, which is what taxation is, and give it to countries, and the whole of that speech is worth listening to. Pakistan bought F-18s, a squadron of F-18s. Some of our money goes to Argentina. I bet people didn't know that, who just bought 20 Mirage jets from Spain, which might be used in a hostile attack again on the Falklands. Some of it goes to India, where they have a nuclear aircraft carrier and a space program. I say again, treason. Treason is the word.
Thank you very much for joining us, Godfrey Bloom. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're very welcome.
Let us know what you think. 611-24.
A lot of you already are.
Is the aid budget treason or what? Yeah, just keep them coming in.
Most at the moment are supporting him. Well done, Mr. Bloom, for speaking for the majority, says this text. Hooray is another. Do let us know. 611-24.